this is Monica.ca bringing you into my healing world. About 1992, I fell off a cliff in the Grand Canyon, and I miraculously survived my fall to find that I had broken my back. And along the way of recovery, I wandered into a world of shamans and body workers and into philosophies in the realm of quantum physics, and realized that in seeking my healing, that I discovered my inner space. And I did that through yoga and meditation and homeopathy and acupuncture and chiropractic and massage, all the different fields of massage. And, you know, I was looking for solutions for my physical repair, and it became my specialty. I've always been a kinetic person. I've always been a sensitive person, but very strong-willed, you know. And a lot of my state of being has always been to keep myself getting better and better every day and never giving up and just doing my best to remain happy. And in this modern world, I'm very fortunate to be in Canada, where I am able to search for solutions in a way that maybe others in the world can't. And so my purpose in doing this podcast is just to awaken everyone to the possibilities of this, the miracle of being alive, to encourage everybody to start opening their hearts to the ability of the body to overcome anything. Anything. You just have to keep on opening the doors, doing the practices, and creating a group of people around you who support you on your ability to find yourself through any modality, any medium that you can. What I find is that in this journalistic world, that people highlight the catastrophes, and they highlight the dramas and the traumas. They don't offer a solution. And my world has always been about looking for beauty and looking for efficiency. And I'm very fortunate that I can fulfill that inner desire to look for things that help me clue in to what I feel helps my body to heal. I remember when I was first broken up, I went home to... I stayed in the valley of... in the Grand Canyon area for almost 3 weeks before I realized I was that hurt. My will was so strong that I didn't realize how injured I was. And luckily for me, I understood that mind over matter plays a very important part in anyone's recovery. And I was fortunate to walk into offices that offered network chiropractic, specialized chiropractic work called Network Chiropractics. And then I was directed to an Indian shaman who worked on the ethereal. And, you know, when I did go and look at people who were massage people, they wouldn't work on me because they knew that I was more injured than I thought. So fortunately for me, they didn't lay a hand on me, but they did intend themselves upon me to help me with my healing. And in 1992, I really thought that everything was physically manipulated. I didn't realize the inner world was just a bunch of atoms lit up, circulating in water, becoming solidified into the human form called me. So I, in my mind, thought that you had to fix something. And as the journey continued, I went to the hospital about 3 weeks after my injury, and they looked at me and said, you know, man, oh man, the doctor said to me, said this to me. He said, if you'd come into my office or into this hospital when you first got injured, we would have put you in a full body cast for six months. And you would have not gotten any of the mobility that you have now. Look at you. You're walking. And you have a fractured back. And I said to them, I didn't know any better. I just assumed I was well. I had been listening to a lot of tapes by Deepak Chopra. I had been studying, you know, the alternative health field for, as a hobby, for close to 4 or 5 years up to that point. So my belief in myself was already established. And the only thing that I learned to my fall was that once you're broken, there's no one to fix you except yourself. You have to be the seeker of your own well-being. There is no one that can do the work for you, especially when you're injured to that extent. So I continued on with my search. I went home. I luckily walked into my dentist's office to address that I had also cracked my head. And he said to me in that moment that he was learning to become a pain specialist. He had gone to West Germany, and he had gone and studied homeopathy, and he was in the process of learning how to shoot Tramiel homeopathy into the body to relieve the pain that he saw in his dental office each and every day. Because he was that special. And the thing I've learned in the last few years is that your inner world really is what creates your outer world. Your inner world is just a mirror to the good fortunes or the bad luck of your outer world. So it's very important to know your inner world so that you understand the reflection. And I must have been on a good road for many years, and you know, just by me going into my dentist's office, I was able to find another clue to helping the body heal. So he proceeded in the next 6 months to work on me by injecting me with Tramiel, which is from West Germany. Tramiel is a very interesting formula in that it's homeopathy, and that most sports injuries, especially in the sporting field, they use Tramiel as a way to calm the muscles down and get the body to initiate a healing response in the sprain or in the muscle injuries that might happen in a sports world. So that was one thing that happened when I broke my back. The second thing that happened that was really profound was that I had an amazing yoga teacher. Her name was Leslie Young, and she has Mountain Yoga. She was amazing in that first thing she did was she saw that there was compression in my back. I had a compression fracture and of my lumbar 1 and T12. And so she got me into a class. I walked into the class, exercises that might help me deal with the pain that I was in. And she put me into an upside down teddy bear pose. How did she do that? She put me in a corner and she made me make my little tripod with my hands as a brace for my head. And I put my head into those arms that look like a triangle, and then I just gingerly I would put myself upside down to decompress my back. And I was really thrilled with that little exercise because it was logical for me. Oh, I've crushed my back, and gravity is bringing my back into more compression, and turning myself upside down would make me feel like I was doing something positive for my body. And that was, you know, that's almost been about 19 years ago that this happened. And it's just, again, another step on the road to well-being. You know, you have to look at opportunities of injuries as opportunities to learn about the inner body and how to code the body into working for you. Another thing that I recognized when I was in this form, a broken form, was that I really started seeing the body as a symmetry. Asymmetric symmetry was not what I was looking for. I was looking for balance, a balance between one part of my body to another. At that point, I had not become a body worker. I went to get body work, but I was at the I was in the hands of the therapist who knew more than I did. And there was something within me that wanted to know how to communicate with myself so that I could affect a wellness to myself and a clearing to myself. I didn't have to just always be going into an office to do that. And fortunately for me, I've had many, many years of skiing and yoga. And skiing for me was a very yogic practice. I was on two skis. I had to make sure that each part of my body was complementary to the other side, because if you don't know how to control one ski, and you'd be skiing sideways for most of the time, and that's not what you want to do. You want to go down the hill. You have to use both sides of your body to do a kind of a balanced slide down the hill. Same thing with being on the ground. Same thing about walking, is that if you want to only walk sideways with only one part of your body, that's good, as long as you're aware of that. But if you're really aware and you want to do something positive, you have to make sure that you're crisscrossing your body so that they're doing it similarly. And then that way you're not putting a zigzag up the back. And since I had already injured my back, my lower back, I didn't want to make any more problems for myself in the future. I really saw myself as a 70-year-old practicing skier. And I knew I had 35 years to make that happen for myself. And so each moment that I spend in my living, I'm always accumulating practices that help me create that symmetry. I practice yoga. I learned Feldenkrais. I've gone out and put everything into my practice in my walking and in my driving and my standing around. There's always parts of me that I'm tucking and maneuvering so that I am always aware of how my back and my legs and my neck are in relationship with each other. And to do that, you have to go and study. So if you want more information about how this works, I'd like to invite you to my website, monica.ca, moneca.ca, and there you'll find my blog. And my blog is an ongoing story about how I look for information to heal and help my body with the inner terrain and the external terrain and how they interrelate and how to create a world where I know that I'm pushing the right buttons and switching on the right things to keep myself balanced nutritionally and hormonally and physically, so that I am on top of my ability to feel good. Because ultimately, that's what we need to do, is that to be effective in this world, we have to be understanding of how to keep the body balanced and fed and rested to continue on having a great day, having the time and balance and, you know, the calmness to enjoy the moments. Today was wonderful. I was able to walk around, and here in the Pacific Northwest, it was a beautiful day, crisp and sunny, and the leaves were yellow and red, and I was just so happy to be at the pace where I knew I had to stop and enjoy the day. So please, welcome to my healing world, and I hope you spend more time listening to me as I tell you stories of my travels and my interactions with other people who are also skilled at discovering how to get well from whatever they have gone through, or why they have gotten into things to study the human body as it goes through life and goes through its ups and downs and still manages to keep on going and practicing their abilities to find skills that will keep them healthy. So, have a great day, and please, welcome to my healing world, brought to you by monica.ca.